focus of the session is basically on how people can, attract premium clients and to be able to attract, premium income. Because I believe it's not only real estate that you have that, high value prospects. Even for someone that is selling foodstuffs, there's a way you can attract high value, individuals. There's a way you can attract, that network of people that would pay high and they wouldn't stress you. So that is my strong belief. So tonight I'm honored to host Mrs. Rema Olajumoke, who is a seasoned and multiple award-winning realtor. She's a graduate of Obafemi Awolowo University with a degree in demography and social statistics before she bagged her MBA in University of South Wales. And then she has been a big philanthropist, handling outstanding projects and what have you. And she's an ambassador, West African Youth Ambassador. So I'm hosting this with her because she has records. She has physical records. She's how do they put it now? She's not just talk. She has done what she's going to share. And in just 30 minutes, we'll have this conversation regarding attracting high value prospects and income. So I would just like to, start out with how you got started into business, how you got started into real estate, and how you have been able to move over the years into the status or the level you are right now. So you can share for like 10 minutes.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Mr. Tayo, for having me. I'm really grateful. And to even start with, I would say you as an individual, you're really a major part as well of my success story. And I mean that in every sense of the word, because I remembered when I got on Instagram, then it can be very confusing. You have 1,001 realtors running hard, selling the same product and all of those things. So I remember, I mean, we've worked together now for several years, and so I would say thank you for
Welcome.
being part of the success story. All
Much
right.
welcome.
So speaking of how I got into business, since I was young, actually, I've been in business since I've been selling since I was like 7 years old. I mean, started with my mom's shop, selling over there, then overseeing, then she opened a second shop, then the third. At the point, my mom had about three stores that she was running, and she can't be everywhere. So when she saw my interest in business, she would put me in charge of some of the things to do. I would go out to sell as well, and I just found it really exciting. I can be very restless. I don't like staying in one place. So, but business just does it for me. I don't like sitting behind the screen. I like, going out, meeting people as much. And business just gives that fulfillment for that part of me. So that's why I really love business. And I'm able to help people as well, the flexibility and all of that. So my journey into real estate started like 2018, 2019. At first, it started from with me. I had a need then. We just got into Lagos with my family, and we wanted a space. And I was specific about the type of property I wanted. I'm a very doting mother, and I don't like my kids, just cramped up in a space in front of just watching TV all day. So I remember then that my top of my list was that I wanted a space where my kids could go out and play. And if anyone is very conversant with me till now, I still drum that into the ears of parents. That is just very important. So back to my story, that was really top of my list. And I knew that most agents I was working with, they didn't understand that aspect. The way like house is just house, which one is where they will play? They can play inside house, and I don't think playing inside house is enough. So that got me, searching myself, going from one place to another. And also it was in that place I got to understand that I can even help, much more young families as well to get very comfortable home environment. Even it doesn't matter where you're renting or you're buying, where they can raise children, that can, have this total communal living. So that's how I got into real estate basically.
Awesome. So when it comes to closing or attracting clients, can you share with us some of the maybe the lessons or say lesson mistakes or the rudiments for someone that have started already? Because I know these are principles that you can use in any business. You can use it in food business, in tech, in technology, you can use it in, entertainment and what have you. So can you just share some of those things that you learned early, and then maybe in those levels, the things that you are now picking, what helped you to be able to close high value prospects compared to low value prospects? Yeah.
Okay, I would start by saying, first off, you have to look like what you're selling. If you're selling, I didn't start selling luxury real estate just till about late last year. Before now, in Tama Homes, we usually sell landed properties, and off-plan properties majorly. But we got into luxury real estate late last year. And I see that there is a big difference between when you're selling luxury real estate and when you're selling mid or low sales,
Low budgets.
low volume real estate. At the time when you're selling 2 million naira land, 1 million naira land, the way you dress, the way you appear, the way you talk when you are doing luxury is totally different. Whoever has been conversant with me since, when I started, I used to refer to myself as Omogionile. I'm still Omogionile, don't get it twisted. But now that was when I was dealing with land. So mostly I would appear in jeans, in t-shirts and shirts. That was my dressing then. My go-to was jeans and sneakers. Anyone that knows me would know that was how I appear because we're always on field and all. But when I got into luxury real estate, you hardly see me dressed that way. My dressing changed totally. So what I would say is, if you're selling luxury, you need to appear luxury. It doesn't matter whether you're a guy or a lady. Luxury has an appearance. Luxury has a language. Luxury has a carriage. Luxury has a confidence. You have to appear confident. You have to appear competent as well. You have to appear. It's not. I don't believe in faking it. You make it because there's some faking that can very irritating. And if someone is really well to do, there's some things that irritate them. You don't need to change your tongue. You don't need to talk. Like, twist your language. You don't need to do all of that. You just have to be authentic. People just want to know that you are real. Whichever language you're speaking, speak it fluently. Fluently doesn't mean you take an accent that is not your own. That's what I'm saying, because you can't keep up with it. Or whatever you can't keep up with, don't bother starting. That alone can be a turn off for people. So I think number one thing you need to do away with, my transition, I can tell you that. Number one thing, I got real. Real in the sense that I made up my mind that I'm not going to lie to my client just to be able to sell. Luxury, if you're going to sell luxury, you can't appear desperate. You can't appear like someone that is hungry. Nobody's going to take you serious. That's why you see the rich always associating with the rich. When whatever makes them come down the food chain is just to throw breadcrumbs here and there to the very struggling ones. You won't see them do business with people who are struggling. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. Even God said, man looketh on the outward appearance. God that looketh on the inside though. For man, it is outward appearance. They want to see what you're driving. You can't want to go and sell the property of 250 millionaire and you're taking bike. I'm sorry, it might work for some kind. Maybe God just saved you, like you've been fasting, dry fasting. Yeah, but majority of the luxury clientele, that would not work for them. I mean, they're looking at you from your nails to your socks to your tie to the way you are sweating and the way you are. I mean, if you take bike, that will smell on you. gasoline will smell on you. You will smell like poverty. And so all of us are taking bike in this because, so I'm not shading anything. I'm just thinking about based on what the context that we are, talking about. So if it's to borrow money to take Uber for that listing, that, but your client can't see you coming down from a bike and you want to come and sell. Number one thing, rich people will always think people are after them to collect their money. And you can't blame them. They're always very paranoid because they are used to people, using them, they're used to people lying to them, they're used to people just want to collect their money and go away. So everybody to them is a suspect. So it doesn't matter whether whatever it is that you're selling, whether it's perfume, clothing, or whatever, you can't appear desperate when you're selling luxury. You have to appear that I know what I'm doing, I believe in my product, I'm very certain of what I'm showing you, what I'm giving you. You explain your terms. And if a product is not good, don't manage it. I used to tell my staff that we're not in blood covenants with any developer to sell a property. If your property is not good, I will not go near it. I will not list it. So because this is some of the reasons why my clients can trust me, they will just, most clients don't even come for inspection. They will just go, okay, do you think this property is good? You think so, yeah? Okay, let's go for it now. Because they know that over time, I've made up my mind that to the best of my ability, there are some things you can't control, but to the best of my ability, I wouldn't lie to them. If it's far from the express, I would not say it's 1 minute drive from the express. I will not. I will give you an accurate approximation of the distance of that property from the express. If the road is not altered, I will tell you to a certain extent, this is that from here to here is not tired, but the government is on it, they will do. I will tell you the way it is so that when you come down from wherever you're going, you can see that, oh, wow, okay. And once you treat a client, a luxury client, well, you've broken into that circle. Because most of them are in cliques and circles. You will just see yourself meeting the needs, real estate needs, or whatever need of, if a fashion designer, for instance, all you need to do to break that circle of poverty is just to attend to one luxury, just one person up there, and you break the backbone of poverty. You break into that circle because once you do that one very well, the referral will come. They will talk good about you. It will bring goodwill into your business. So that's it basically.
Awesome. I like what you mentioned, when you said luxury has it has an appearance, it has a language, it has a carriage, it has a particular confidence. So because I mean it's just logical. So the next thing I want to now ask is, so for someone that is just starting out, that does not even have a car, how is this supposed to go about it? So somebody's waiting, somebody wants to come for inspection. And what have you, So what is going to be your advice for someone that is not yet at that level? How are you supposed to go about it? You want to have a meeting at a restaurant with someone, and you are going to be charging, say, 1 million or 5 million or whatever, and you don't have a car. You don't, how do you practically, have that luxurious appearance?
Okay, number one, luxury is a state of mind. Luxury is a state of mind. It's not necessarily what you wear. As I am like this, I can wear a wristwatch of 5,000 naira and you would not even know. You cannot even doubt it if I tell you it's 50 million naira or 5 million naira, whatever, because the kind of the your carry, luxury is a state of mind. Wealth is a state of mind. Number one thing, when you see, don't get intimidated by anybody's success. I have celebrity clients. I talk to them the same way I talk to my 20-year-old clients because it's not about what you've been able to achieve. It's the way God's grace upon you. I respect all you've done into your craft and all of those things, but your success or your wealth does not intimidate me. And I know it. As a matter of fact, most of them have this, intimidating appearance. They are used to people, when they see them, you want to take selfie, they want to take selfie with any celebrity client of mine. I don't care. My money is in your pocket. That's what I want. I'm here for. I'm here to help you. We are partners. I'm not fanzing you. I'm not, I mean, I can be a fan. You will not even know if I'm a fan because by the time I see you, I'm looking straight into your eyes. I'm hugging you, sh not hugging. I'm shaking you firmly, saying good morning, sir, good morning. And you are caught such respect to me because I'm not fanzing you. So when you see someone if the widow steps into your store to come and buy, for instance, are you going to farm them? If that works for your business, fine. Yeah. But there's some business that farming doesn't work for. After you guys have signed the deals and everything, you can farm. But at that point, if you do nonsense farming, they will price you shaggy. You will not even be able to tell them what your commission is, because you've allowed their aura to carry you away. You will not be able to price, you will not be able to sell your stuff accordingly. They like it when whoever they are, that's why you will see some celebrities, when they want to buy properties, they will not buy from their friends that are selling properties. They will come to people like us that will tell them the truth, people like us that will say, oh no, sir, I'm not taking that. This is good. Let's not do, like, you're not mincing words with them. Do you understand what I mean? So for you that you're just starting, it doesn't matter. Everybody was a starter. In this same Lagos, I've squatted with my kids. In this same Lagos, I've carried bike. I've eaten shy. So it's not even about that. But don't look like your problem. That's what I'm going to say. You cannot appear and be looking like your problem. And the way they see you from the beginning, like this, ordinary to buy Vaseline to put on your lips is voila. You are attending a meeting with chapped lips. You're like, avoid that bike. You can take bike from here to here, as I close to that place, whether it's 1K by your book, that will just take you into that place, that will make you look like you're doing it with a car. By all means, do it. You can be coming from
Awesome.
Abule Egba to come and invest in Lekki. Take bus from that Abule Egba. Once you get to that Lekki, maybe from VI, between that Oriental to Lekki Phase One, my brother, my sister, book that Uber.
Awesome.
It is very important, because by the time you get that Uber, number one, the AC of the Uber will force freshen you. It's to dry all your sweat. Apply your small, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a designer perfume. They sell oil perfume that is 1,015. So do apply it. Clean your shoes. Appear fresh, crispy. Appear like someone that can be relatable, that can, even yourself, you see yourself in the mirror. Can someone do business with you? You say, let's reverse the role. Because it's hard. Those rich, they don't even come to, no. Let's brother, my, if you get rich today, someone's come and sell property or what to you, and you're looking like, however, will you do business with that person? We are all humans. We will not. So why do you want someone to do business with you just because? Do you understand? So you're
Awesome.
starting small. I understand. Your comb should always be in your bag. Always have something to put on your lips, whether it's lipstick or whatever. As for ladies, at least there should be one lipstick in your bag. As you're approaching your this thing, you appear sharp. Comb your hair well. Iron your clothes. If you don't, you, I think every adult in this place would have iron, whether it's charcoal iron, whether it's electrical iron, nobody really cares. As long as you appear good, smell nice, don't smell sweaty. When you can buy roll-on of 1,500, all of those little things matter. Do you understand? So
Awesome.
that's what I would say.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So we are still discussing, attracting and converting high value prospects, especially for 2024 as we are heading into a new year. I think some of the things that have been shared already are things that we are supposed to change in our mind. I like the fact that you had mentioned it, that luxury starts from the mind. It actually starts from the mind. And every one of us, we started from somewhere. Where I am today is not where I was 2018. So something has changed, but it has started from the mind. And then from there, it translates to your personality, the way you act, then translates to your action. It doesn't start with the action, because when you start with the action, and that is what you call it, fake it to make it. So the next thing I want to find out, is so how do you undo, let me say, should I say discouragement, or when you don't make sale, or when you eventually do all of these things and you meet up with high value clients and they still say things like, I'm not going to go with you. Because we have had that share of experience, when you want to get something done and the person just turns you down. But the person might have even led you forward and shown, like, okay, I'm going to do business with you. Maybe at the last stage, you just said, no, I'm not doing. And everything is perfect. You have done your own best, you've done your own side, and all of that. I want you to talk about, discouragement or when you are turned down. And then the second thing I want to, ask is, how do you practically attract these people? I know you do ads regularly, aside from ads online, are there other things you also do that people don't usually share, out there? Yeah, so those are the two things I want to ask.
Okay, let me start with your second question. What else
Yes.
do I do? Honestly, I don't go to club. I'm not really an outgoing person. That's the part of me many people don't know. I just sent a friend just a few minutes ago. This year I've not attended any wedding. I've not attended
Wow.
any
Are you
ceremony,
serious?
like any burial. I'm telling you, I do not like going out. As horrible as that sounds, apart from going to work or church, honestly, I'm in my house. So because I'm not the outing type, I'm very visible online. 365 days of the year, no matter the continent I'm in, I will post on my stories, on my page. I will engage. There are some people's pages that I remember. I think about 2 weeks ago, there was a post I engaged with, an influencer's post. And so now I still get notification from that comment I made. So there are some high value individuals that is a either works with the world to be wise. As I know, say, I just have a smoke or do clothes. Yeah, I know that's one of the things people do to me. People are not, by 10 o'clock, I'm on my bed as they're looking at me like this. Because of
Wow.
that, even though I'm not outside, I am outside. So I'm very, very online. I'm very active. I'm engaging one post or the other. I'm dropping my comments here and there. Poking my nose in matters, drop comment. It's not just comment of LOL, OMG, all those things are they do things anybody can say. Drop comments with sense. Drop
Awesome.
comments that if a wise person reads it, look at you to, oh wow, this girl is smart. Oh, who is she? They'll come to my page. Those are the kind of drop. Oh, it's not, and even if you go out, I know some people like maybe weddings and all of them now start sharing cards up and down. Those things don't used to work that much. It worked for some people, but one thing I noticed is you have to be able to build a kind of rapport with someone that you collect their card or they give you their card before they can even say they want to do business with you. I'm not going to meet you in a party. Let's say I don't know you before that. Come and give me your card. I will not. It's not like I would want to buy anything. I will not say, ah, where's this guy? I mean, no. You have to make yourself remarkable. Make yourself unforgettable. Make when you let leave a very great, smart impression in the minds of people when they meet you. That is how your goal should be. By the time you meet, we meet, your goal should be to remain unforgettable at least for a while. Start, strike a good chord in people's ears or in people's front or something. So that has been my thing for, to how to attract high value. You go
Value.
through, good pages where you see the traffic being high, drop your good comments there, like people's comments, comment to people's comment, just engage. The more you engage, get out of your way and engage. So it doesn't matter if you're engaging offline or online, it's the same thing. Do you understand? So don't think, oh, you have to be jumping from one place to another. If you must do with sense, whether online or offline, then the
Correct.
second, what was the first question you asked again?
In terms of being turned down or
What?
discouragements or yeah.
Good. I have a philosophy, and that is never allow a loss to get to your head, never allow a win to get to your heart. Never allow it, you can do it, you can put it that way. Never allow a win to get to your heart, Never allow a loss to get to your head, or never allow a loss to get to your head, never allow a win to get to your heart, whichever way you want to put it. So that means if one door locks here and shuts down, I'm opening 10 new ones. I don't back down on my goals. And I don't restrict myself to, oh, this is how it has to be done. There is no one way anything has to be done. There is no one way anything has to be done. Per time, I set a target for myself and I search and hunt like an hungry fellow. You have to hunt. In this life, if you are not hunting, someone is hunting you. If you don't hunt, you cannot eat. So either you're hunting or you are the prey. If there are just two ways. If you are not hunting, then you are the prey. So it's better to be on the offensive than to be on the defensive. So that's how I see it. So it doesn't matter whether I just sold a property of 100 million now. So money, I'm inside office. I don't enter site. Yes, they're gone. This is a daily loser with benefits. I am out again with my baskets to get the field. So I'm always hustling. Whenever I'm on holiday, I will post, I will follow up these clients, or send them my team to go and inspect with these clients. I'm always expectant. I'm always expectant because I know that as long as money is circulation, my own share of money must come to me.
Yes, sir.
So you've taken the client to site, you've done hard. Is it all my hard that convert? No. Will I stop running hard? No. As a matter of, I will still double the budget.
Wow.
Do I sell all the time? Will I keep selling? Yes. It's just the way it is in business. I remember during the time we're still working together actively, that was in 2020, thereabout, when Urban Prime Estate was selling. Let me use that as one of the examples of, you know, the loss and the wins. I remember, you remember Urban Prime?
I
You
think
see how I
so.
was always going to the estates, hat, bags, higher. For till they finish selling Urban Prime one, I did not sell one unit like this. Can you believe?
Wow.
I did not sell one unit. Do you know how many times in a week I go to the estate? And then I was staying in Ilaje. So there's a back space there. If a client calls me, I had this one hold was Jeep that time. Before you get to Urban Prime, oh, back road, I'm there already. Whether it's rainy, whether it's sunny, or prior to the finish and Urban Prime one. I did not sell one unit. I said, when they say they are launching Urban Prime 2, I said, very good. This is my time. My client know the Urban Prime one, not two. So again, we move. I doubled up. By the time I was going to sell, I think I sold about four units within a week of Urban Prime 2. It was four units then. Another, I think I did like six units within a month thereabout. Both the one in Oya and the Urban Prime 2. So that's a perfect
Awesome.
example of. What if I've given up diving to Urban Prime 1? That's the mistake most of us make as entrepreneurs or business person or young person. The fact that your way doesn't mean that's on your way. And sometimes we say, ah, maybe God is telling me it's on my way. Which God now? Which one? The Bible says, blessed, I'm sorry, I'm a Christian, so I always quote, yeah?
It's fine.
Apologies for people that are not Christian. The Bible says, it will bless our hands. He said, the labor of our love will be in vain. It's a labor of love. I don't interpret it as just labor of our love in working in the house of God. Because me like this, any money I'm making is not for me alone. I have mouths to feed. I have widows to bless. I have children, orphans to pay their school fees. So that means if I am working, I have to, he said, it will bless the work of my hands. He said, I will not labor in vain. He said, do you understand? I see it as my money has to be here. That money will come out. So I don't see it as because I remember when I started selling luxury real estate, for many months, I did not sell anything. you know, say, and I was running hard.
We're still running
I said,
ads.
nobody
Yeah.
even
Wow.
nothing, no. That was that last year. For like 4 months. Yeah, for like 4 months. Back to back. Nothing. Nobody even said, what are you selling? Is it for Gary?
Wow.
Nothing. No inspection, nothing. Yeah. And all of a sudden, someone just came. She even came with a very nasty attitude. I don't know. I don't want to go to the next thing. You say, hey, would you see that house? Is 5 million. Okay, now let's buy. As I saw that, my
Imagine.
phone is open. That is that tiny cloud down there. The very fact that someone made inquiry about that property, that's to tell you there is a sign. Sit on it. Sit on it. The very fact that, oh, this guy, I like it. Can you do it for me? They've not bought it. No, Allah, sit on it. The very place, I always believe that the very place where there was a story of something that really inspired me when he was going to see his in-laws. He met a lion. He killed the lion. And all, by the time he was coming back, there was honey in the mouth of that lion. So I always believe that in every pain, there is gain. Me, I am. I don't give up easily because what are the odds of giving up? The urban prime I was talking about, 6 tile. So that means my cloud was full yet. All the time I was marketing urban prime one. That means the cloud was full for me yet. That means I just have again.
Yeah.
There are some places that there's some people's destiny that is Indomie that they are cooking. No shades. Indomie is sweet. That's some people's best food.
Yeah.
And 2 minutes, you don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
Some people that it is, you will put fire, you put water. So if your destiny is that of beans, so just like I said, both Indomie and beans, very fantastic. So no shade, yeah. But if your destiny requires, understand the patterns of your life. For me, I've understood the patterns of my life.
True.
So they are saying no to you. And so what? At least they see that means they're making an inquiry. That means people are seeing you now.
Yeah,
Those people are some
yeah.
people on this, nobody is seeing them. They are making an inquiry. That means they are seeing
They're seeing
you.
you, yes.
Seeing you. It will transcend from seeing you to coming to see to buying.
True,
And one
true.
thing I need to tell all entrepreneurs, if you are working hard, yeah, don't give up because your reward might not come from the same people that you are laboring over, but it will surely come. How do
Awesome.
you explain that? Was it? Because how do you explain some client that would just call, they will not come for inspection, and they will buy? That's God rewarding me for ones are taking to side that did not buy. That's how I see things.
All right.
I allow a
Wow.
loss to get, I don't allow a win to get. I just believe that all I need to do, work smart, work hard, tweak it. If some I do, I run some hands sometimes, it doesn't do, and I've spent 100,000 sometimes, 150,000 on it. Voila, that money will come out. Go and tweak it again, put another money. You make all the money you spend on the house, you cannot compare it to what the commission or the profits you only will be
That you're
now.
gonna make,
You need your money back.
yeah.
That's how I see
So,
things.
also, question was, do you have the full staff that you run? But I'd like you to start from how you started, because I know that you have
Okay.
a staff like that, yes. But you can go ahead and share, yeah. Then the
Okay. Okay. So first of all, I didn't start with staff. I started with staff. I employed myself for me, myself, and I. So that's how I started. I will go to the site myself, give anybody their phone to record for me, edit it, post it. Do the follow-up, and that's how it's been since 2018, 2019. Then late last year, I got a driver. Then from there, after so when I go to site with my driver, I give him the phone, he records, that way, and I edit it and do all the follow-up and then later on one more person joined. So just 2 weeks ago, We so all together we are six now that runs the I just onboarded two new staff. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And has that been able to help? You know, since when you started getting staffs, how has it been managing the staff and all of that?
Managing people is not easy. That's one thing. Remember, for someone like me, that I really don't like sitting down in one space. But when you have staff, it makes you really accountable. It makes you more disciplined because number one, now you have more mouths to feed. You have people to teach, people to mentor, and people to work with as well. So, in for now, we are still in the process of, settling everyone. So, but I believe by January, everybody's going to be settled, and by God's grace, it's going to pay off for the company. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Then as per
So,
budget,
yeah, budgeting.
so in a month, for our budgeting had for Instagram and Facebook is at least 400 in the list. Sometimes it's 500, sometimes, yeah, but list is 400.
Okay, but when you
400,000
started,
naira.
yeah, no, so but let from when you started, you know, I know we started working together, I think 2019 and all of that. I think what were you doing then? I think it's better it comes from your mouth so that people will know how much you have put in
Okay.
from the beginning here.
Then I think at first I started with 10,000, then 15,000, then 20,000, then 50, because it will be obvious to you at a time, at a point that, see, is money you use in making money. If you are stingy to your business, it will not produce anything for you. So the more when you notice that the more money you put in, the more rich you're able to get. So don't look at how much you're putting in. Look at the value you're getting from what you're putting in. That's the main thing. And don't look at it that I've been spending 100,000 now. Nothing is coming out yet. See it as you are sowing seed. You don't sow seed and it germinates the same day. People are seeing it. People are saving it. People are engaging it. The more you do that, because one thing is, the more you people, I see some people now who say, you are pushing me up and down on Instagram. I'm always seeing you. Why? And they've not even bought for me yet. But they will buy because I'm in their faces. I'm in their faces. Get into the face of people. Once you can build loyalty, selling is easy. And you only build loyalty by being consistent. You putting the money, sowing the seed, sowing the seed, sowing. It's going to pay off.
Thank you so much. Perfect answer. So there's another question. Thank you for the question coming in. I think this will be the last question we'll take. She's asking, is it advisable to buy followers, Nigerian followers, to build up your IG page? Sometimes clients, they like to check these things, you know, before they engage you.
To check like how.
Like they like to check how many people you are following. You know, some people turn the followership to your credibility. You know, those are the things they'd like to, you know, they'd like to do. So is it
Okay,
advisable to buy followers?
I would say. I would, it's not a yes or a no. I would say follow your gut, whatever works for you. We have our teas to buy streaming numbers. We'll be helping them with their boosting, with their image. So that's why I say it's not a yes or no. We have people buying followers, we have people not buying. We have people that grow their followership organically. So it doesn't matter whether you want to do it organically, it doesn't matter whether you want to buy followers. If you think that will translate to sale or build a company reputation in one way or the other, then go for it. If you think there is no need for it, then it's fine. So it's not something that will say yes or no. I would just say no matter the followers you buy, you have to put in the work. Having followers doesn't automatically translate to anything if you don't put in the work. So
Awesome.
the more you put in the work, that's what will make it worthwhile eventually. Whether you want to buy, whether you want to grow organically, whatever works for you, whatever rocks your boat, honestly, it's just a matter of choice.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, someone's asking, can I apply for internship in your firm? Do you take internship? Okay, hello.
Okay, for now.
Do you want to share? Okay, you can answer the question then. If anybody wants to say something, then maybe become your
Okay.
bodyguard. This is a joke. This is
Okay,
Josh.
so for now, we are not employing for now. We just, like I said, we just brought in two new people that we're still trying to train and settle. So for now, we are not employing, but I'm open to, if we want questions or tips here and there, then it's fine.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking
Thank you.
our time to share all of this with us this evening. I mean, it might look like there are simple insights and things that we can do, and then but then not everybody's doing this thing. So regarding the buying of followers, when people ask me that kind of question, because I happen to be an expert in social media and because of the policies of these platforms, I usually say don't, because it goes against the policy. I don't want a case where I will tell you to go ahead and do something, and now people's accounts get disabled, even people that did not even buy followers. So, and I know people do followership, like they get you Nigerian followers and they are legit. So if they are legit people, like you have said, you can follow your gut and go ahead, especially if you don't have a lot of followers. But for me, I always say take your time, take your time and build your accounts. It's better. If you have 500, I've worked with someone that had 500 followers and she still sold. Like she still sold real estate. She still sold. So there's a way around this. All right. So thanks to everyone once again that joined in. I'm very grateful that you came in and the things that you have learned, please practice it. My joy is that people learn. From whatever platform I'm sharing or I'm hosting people, practice those things. And then these testimonies that you have, please share with me, share with her. It will just give us joy because that's the most important thing. It's not even money. My guest tonight now, she didn't ask me for any money, to do this. And then we've been on this for a very long time, but I just said I must do this thing because I know she's getting results. And she's one of the very few people that I've worked with that is very passionate about what she's doing. And there are things I learned from her. Right now she even runs her ad herself. I'm sure you did mention that one. She does the ad herself. People don't believe.
Oh,
Some of the people you refer to me, they keep telling me that I'm the one running it, that they don't believe that you are the one, that I should do it exactly the way you are doing your
oh,
ads. So well, I'm glad that results are coming in.
before I met Tayo, though, let me just say this, and that's why I keep referring people. Before I met Tayo, a lot of people have tried to work on my account. And they just couldn't. It just wasn't. They just couldn't get it. I don't know what we did, but we just couldn't run it ex until Tayo came in and just did all the formula, abracadabra, boom. Yeah. And so thank you for that. And it taught me how to run it now. And I just follow what it taught, and we're getting results. It was great.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you for the nice words. All right, that's it for tonight. Have a great night, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining. I'm very grateful. The things that you have learned, I don't mind. You can put it on your stories. Just tag me, tag the things that you learned on this webinar. It will just help more people to learn about this, and they can learn. Join the next, series I'll be holding. I'll be holding more of this in the coming year. So that people can ask questions directly from people that are producing results and they can get real answers.